All right. Good morning.
早安。
Happy New Year.
年快乐。
How is everyone's New Year going so far? I know we're only a few hours in, so hopefully it's good.
大家的新年怎么样？虽然我们只有几个小时的时间，希望大家一切都好。
It's hard to believe that it's 2022 is already over. So.
很难想象2022年已经过去。
I'm sure we say this probably every year. I know we do, but right, it just felt like last year just went by really quick.
我相信大家都这样说，每一年就都在年初的时候说，哎呀，去年过得真快。
So now we'll have the struggles this next week as we always do. We will write the wrong date in for a week or two. So
我们在下面的一两星期可能又开始写一些新年的计划。
But well, I hope everyone hopefully had a good last year, and hopefully this year will be a good year. And God, as we've been saying about God, has been faithful and good to us.
神是信实，爱我们，希望我们今年一年充满神的恩典。
Thank you to the worship team for preparing and leading worship this morning.
感谢敬拜团带领我们今早敬拜神。
The song "The Goodness of God" is currently one of my favorite songs. So thank you for leading that.
这里边有我最喜欢的敬拜歌曲。
I love the message of that song.
我喜欢这个敬拜歌曲里边传送的信息。
Here's we're going to be picking up in 1 Corinthians 13. We looked at this a month ago at the beginning of December, and we were not able to finish. So hopefully today we will.
今天我们来看哥林多前书第十三章。我们在十二月初已经分享过一部分信息，但我们没有完成。
This passage has a really profound message and challenge to us as the church.
这段经文对我们真是很深奥的道理，对我们有很大的挑战。
So with the new year, we have a new year, right? We have new beginnings. There's much to look forward to, many goals or New Year's resolutions that we set.
我们在新的一年，我们新的目标，有新的新年计划。
As with the show of hands, has anyone set any like goals for this year, or New Year's resolutions?
大家有没有今年已经把新年计划已经做好了？
Either we don't have very many, or we're hesitant to like commit in front of everyone, right? So
大家心里边都有今年的计划。
Good. A couple raised hands there, and so we have some goals, and we were actually talking about that my family and I on the way to church this morning, and I guess I didn't really put some good ones together this year.
我和我家人也在一起讨论今年的计划，我今年也是做今年的新年计划。
My strategy is if I don't make any, then I can't fail at the end of the year, right? No, I'm just kidding.
我的策略是，如果我不做任何计划的话，在年底的时候我就不能说我没有完成这些计划。
No, but we'll have goals. Maybe we didn't write something down intentionally, but we look at the New Year's often as like, hey, it's a new beginning. It's a kind of a time to start over. Maybe that project,or that health goal or whatever, I can start that over. It's January.
在我们一开始都愿意把我们的新年的目标写下来，这样我们就可以看这新的一年新的起点。我们那些没有完成的项目，没有所有的健身的计划，我们都可以重新开始。
So if this was you, you don't have to admit it, but maybe last night, right before midnight, you were just pounding in all the bad food, right? You're like, hey, this is my last chance.
也许是在午夜的时候，在新年钟声敲响之前，拼命在吃你一些喜欢的食物，说这可能是我最后的机会了。
We have new goals, whether it's exercise, or maybe we want to finish school, or a program that we started, or we're hoping maybe we'll get a promotion this year.
我们有很多新年的计划，也许说我们要完成学业，要身体更加健康，也许是说能够在事业上更有成就。
Maybe on a personal level, we hope to maybe we'll get a buy a home or upgrade our home or maybe get out of debt.
也许说在个人层面，也许说今年我要想买一幢新的房子，或者把房子做装修，或者是说把那个债务全都能够取消。
We have great ambitions for our life, right, and for our year. We have a lot of hopes.
我们心里面充满了希望，充满了很多的计划。
And spiritually, as a Christian, maybe we put some kind of goals in, some thoughts that, hey, I want to get into the Word of God more. I want to spend more time in prayer this year.
所以作为基督徒，也许我们在属灵的层面有更多的计划，我们想和神花更多的时间，花更多的时间来读经。
I want to be faithful to church, faithful to my fellowship, service, sharing the gospel.
我要对我的教会忠诚，然后对我的团契和对分享福音能够尽心尽力。
And so we hope to get to the end of the year with succeeding in some of these goals.
我们希望能够到年终的时候回头看，说我们完成了我们这一年的计划。
We hope to look back as this time next year and look and be like, hey, I've improved or I've met those goals. I've grown, as a Christian this last year.
所以我们希望在明年这个时候我们可以回首回首数算说我们这一年作为基督徒我们在属灵生命上有成长我们完成了我们的计划。
To be honest, if you're like me, sometimes our goals can be very outward focused, right? Things that maybe other people can see.
也许说我们很多的计划是我们非常自主中心的别人可以看到。
How can I change the outside? How can I look different? Or maybe how can I look successful to those around me?
我们怎么从外表上面能够看上去更看上去更加的吸引人或者是更加的让外人看到我们更成功。
And it's easy, just as we see the church here in Corinth do, where we try to mask the outside and improve on the outside, but ignore what's going on in the heart.
所以我们有的时候会注重在外表忘记我们内心的真实的情况。
Even as I was preparing this sermon this week, I realized that it kind of goes along with maybe several other messages I preached here in this auditorium.
在我在准备讲章的时候，也是重新的思考我就是思考这些信息的内容。
Realize for me, I'll be the first one to admit and raise my hand that it's easy to get knowledge and get information, but not always put it to practice. And
对我自己来讲，很容易去获取知识和信心，但是很难把这些知识在生活中实践出来。
So it's easy to check the boxes, but ignore what's going on in your heart.
很容易在我的那些项目单上面、目标上面能够说我完成这一项，但在生命中很难活出来。
It's easy to look like we're growing and maturing in our faith, but we realize underneath we're shallow.
很容易说在我们在在外表上来看说我们在信仰上面在属灵生命上好像是有些成熟成长但是在心里面其实是很浅陋的。
And I'll be the first to admit that's a struggle I face.
我是第一个想承认这是我面临的挑战。
Right, is looking at God's word, it says in James, not just hear, but actually do it, to apply it.
所以看雅各书说不光是仅仅要听到还要去行道。
To be continuing to genuinely to grow and mature in our faith this year.
所以今年我要想在我们的信仰的过程中真诚的是能够去在属灵生命上有成长。
Here at the church here in Corinth, as we talked about a month ago, if you were here and you remember.
大概在一个月前我们分享过。
This is a church that had a lot of issues, a lot of sin and that was going on in the church.
在哥林多教会当时有很多的问题，有很多的罪在其中。
There was open, unconfronted sin.
有一些是没有，还没有，有些是表面上能看到的那些罪。
To the point where people were kind of bragging on it, right? It was praised. It wasn't rejected.
有些人在那一起是去好像去赞扬别人啊，没有说是被拒绝。
There was a lot of pride and arrogance going on.
有很多的骄傲，有很多的傲慢在其中。
And it even spills over into their service and the things that they're doing in the church.
而这些的骄傲，经常是在他们的教会的服事中也会显现出来。
In chapter 12, just as review, Paul mentions spiritual gifts that God has given to us to use for the edifying of the body of Christ.
在前一章的十二章讲到，保罗讲到，他们用很多属灵的生命不是说来荣耀神的名，而是荣耀他们自己。
But they had taken those gifts that God had given to them and they had abused them for their own purposes.
他们拿到神给他这些才干，不是荣耀神，而是荣耀他们自己。
There was a lot of comparison and jealousy and envy going on in this church.
有很多的互相的比较的，很多的嫉妒、争竞存在。
Their motivation for serving was not always a pure one, or for God's glory.
在教会的服事也不是说存着一个非常单纯的信心去服事神。
So they were focused more, it seems, on the outside than what, than really maturing and growing.
他们当时的注重更多是在外表上，而不是在内心。
So Paul calls them out here in chapter 13. He says, hey, that they're serving and they're using their gifts and all of those things are good. Those are good things to have. But he says, if we serve without love, we're nothing. We're gaining nothing.
保罗在第十三章开头就讲他们去很积极的去服侍，去服侍教会。但是如果服侍中没有爱的话，这一切都是没有意义的。
Because that love should be our motivation for why we're serving.
因为爱应该是我们的激励的动力，而不是说是 做事情是没有爱的话是没有意义的。
And if you remember, Paul saying specifically, this is how we are to serve in the church. This is how we're to love inside the body of Christ.
保罗特意讲到说，这是应该我们在教会中服侍的态度。我们要充满爱，以爱来作为根基来服侍。
So we don't love just because it's a good thing, but we love out of the abundance of God's love for us.
我们爱是因为神首先爱我们。
Came across a good quote this week. It says, the main evidence of maturity in the Christian life is a growing love for God and for God's people.
说在基督徒的一个成熟的一个表征就是对神的爱越来越增长，而且这个爱在他服侍人的过程中能够显现出来。
So more than even just serving or teaching or doing good is do I love God and do I love his people?
不光是在服侍中或者在讲道中，而是要问自己。我自己来讲，我要把神对我的爱能够在我的生命中表征出来，对我爱周围的人。
So as we approach this new year and we think of, hey, how maybe my goals or how do I want my faith to look at the end of this year?
我在新的一年看的话，我的目标应该是在年终的时候回首望，看我的今年的信心是我的信心上面是怎样成长的。
Instead, ask how will I grow in my love for God and for His people this year?
今年我来看我怎样能够更加的在爱神和爱人的路上能够有成长。
And here in chapter 13, Paul is not minimizing spiritual gifts. He's not minimizing service in the church.
在十三章的时候，保罗并没有说是把服侍教会、服侍神，把这些服侍方面来缩小化。
But here he makes a case for why our motivation should be love, why love should be at the forefront.
他这里边讲到说，我们在这一切中为什么要有爱，而且为什么爱要是做这一切的根基。
How without love we're nothing and we're gaining nothing.
如果没有爱的话，我们真的是什么都没有，我们什么收没有任何的收益。
So here he gives three reasons why choose love.
下面他讲到了这些原因，为什么我们要选择去爱。
The first one we won't spend much time on as we talked about it previously, but in verses 1-3 it says that love is greater.
在第一节到第三节讲到爱是更大的。
Let's go ahead and read these. You can follow along with me if you have your Bibles.
起读起读一到三节。
Since if I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, and if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing.
我若能说万人的方言并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣响的钹一样。一般我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山却没有爱，我就算不得什么。我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
Since if I have a great ability and to communicate or have great knowledge, I have great faith, even personal sacrifice, but I don't have love, I'm nothing and I gain nothing.
这里保罗告诉我们，就即使说我把所有的天赋都用在讲道分享知识，甚至说献上己身，但这一切如果没有爱做根基的话，与我无益。
He says, love is greater. Choose what is greater.
这里讲到爱是更大的，我们要选择这更大的爱。
Choose what transforms, which is God's love.
我们要选择那些真的是让人能够真的从变化的，那就是神的爱。
Says love is greater. Second part in verse 4 is this, that love makes a real difference. And Paul goes ahead and gives us this list of what love is and what love isn't.
所以从第四节开始讲到是爱是什么，而讲到爱是什么，爱不是什么。
Let's go ahead and read in verse 4-7.
让我们一起来读第四节到第七节。
Let's read this together, if you wouldn't mind.
我们来一起来读。
Verse 4 says, love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Here in this, we have a list of Some qualities of love. What love actually practically looks like. And this love that Paul is dealing with here in 1 Corinthians 13 is agape love.
这里边保罗列出来爱是什么也没像很详细。这里边的爱讲的是来自神的那种爱。
This is a love that's not just feelings or emotions.
不是说仅仅是感觉或者是你的情感上的那种爱。
It's not a love that's conditional on what you do for me, then I'll do this for you.
而不是这种爱不是有条件的，就是说我给你做什么，然后你给我做什么。
The love that Paul is talking about is agape love. It's selfless love. It's self-sacrificing love.
这里边保罗讲到的爱是这种来自神的爱，是那种无私的爱，是没有任何回报的爱。
It's unconditional love. In reality, it's God's kind of love.
是没有条件的爱，是那种完全由神来的爱。
It's how God loves us.
这就是神这样爱我们。
And so we see in this list, really it's a pretty convicting list. I don't even have to get very far. Actually, I get to the very first one and realize that, hey, I struggle with this kind of love.
我们看到这个列出来这一项项，我就心里边觉得是真被定罪一样，看到第一样，我觉得真的是做不到。
So as we look at this list that we just read, I mean, think of how different maybe our relationships would be, whether in the church or in our families and in our workplace, if we had this kind of love.
我们看这些经文的时候，我们会真的是回想，如果我们真的能够实现出这样的爱，可以想象在我们的生命中、生活中和工作中能够做出多么大的不一样的影响。
This love all is active, it's action.
这些爱呢，是真的是非常的主动的，是在行动中行出来的爱。
It's selfless.
是没有自我的。
See here again in verse 4, it says that love is patient.
这里边第四节讲到爱是恒久忍耐。
How many of you would say that patience is your strong point?
有多少人在里边能讲说耐心是我的非常强的一项？
Do we have any patient people in the room?
我们有没有在座的有没有不耐心的人？
No, right. We all struggle with being patient, right? We all struggle with especially too specifically on our patience with others.
所以这里我们大家都在挣扎，是怎样能够更加耐心，尤其是对别人能够有耐心。
Even on a spiritual level, even in church, it's easy to get impatient with each other. Maybe, hey, you're not growing fast enough.
即使是在教会中，我们也会变得非常的不耐心，看到别人会讲说你成长得太慢。
You get impatient with that. Maybe it's like, hey, you've been saved for a long time or a short time or whatever it is, and I feel like I should see more fruit in your life.
有的时候会讲说，哦，你已经得救了这么久，这么长时间，我真是希望在你的生命中能够看到结出更多的果子。
So his love is patient. He starts off right at the back with a pretty difficult one, I admit.
所以我这里边承认这对我来说是一个很困难的一点。首先就讲出来说爱是要恒久忍耐。
Right, we're in a hurry. We have our own agenda. We have things to do. Like we just want everyone else to follow along on our speed.
我们生命中都很匆忙，然后我们有很多的要做的事情。我们希望别人跟我们一样能够很快的跟上这个脚步。
Paul says love is patient.
但是保罗告诉我们爱是恒久忍耐。
Next, Paul says that love is kind.
下一句讲到又有恩慈。
I feel right, just on face value, you could be like, hey, I think I could get along with that one a little bit better.
所以我们可能从表面上来看说，哦，这一点上我们可能做得好一点。
So love is kind, it's genuine, it puts others first, it's thoughtful, it cares, it respects.
说爱是恩慈，说把别人放到我之前，那么为别人着想。
It cares about the needs of others around.
看到周围人的需要。
Cares that your needs are being met, even if mine aren't.
如果是看到别人需要，愿意主动去帮忙。
So he says, this love makes a difference. It's patient, it's kind. Also, he goes on and says, love does not envy.
这爱是恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。他继续讲到，爱是不嫉妒。
It's not jealous of others, rather it's happy for them, it rejoices with them.
不是说嫉妒别人的才能和成就，而是说为他们真心的高兴。
It says that love doesn't boast.
下面接着讲到爱是不自夸。
It's not prideful, it doesn't have a, hey, look at me kind of attitude.
不张狂，不是说看我多么有成就。
This is not arrogant.
不张狂，不自夸。
It doesn't have this attitude that says that I'm better than you and look down on others.
不是说有这种态度，说我比别人强，然后看低别人。
Keeps going, man. This list gets convicted. Says, and it's not rude.
讲到说爱是不做爱害羞的事，不求自己的益处。
It's not conceited. It's not demeaning or hurtful with their words or actions.
不轻易发怒，不计算敌人的恶。
Look at this one. It says it does not insist on its own way.
这我自己看到说，这里面讲不求自己的益处。
Right, we can, if we're honest, right, maybe we won't say it out loud, but we can be very selfish at times, right?
我们自己在自检处会想，我们有的时候心里面是很自私的。
Or even when we say we want someone else's way, we're still trying to make it out so it turns out to be our way, right?
其实表面上好像是在为别人着想，但是最终的目的想说这个结果会对我们自己有益处。
We're kind of trying to convince them they really want to do it the way that we want to do it.
我们劝服别人去做我们希望他们做的那些事。
Paul says that love does not insist on its own way.
把这里边讲，在这个时候保罗提到说是爱不求自己的益处。
We have to do it the way that I want and no other way.
不是说是只有我的想法才是最对的，别人都是错的。
It puts others first. It listens to their needs and ideas.
是把别人放在我们之前，听到能够听从别人的需要。
So the love is not irritable.
说是爱是不轻易发怒。
It's not quick to get angry, to get upset, to grumpy.
不是说是很快就发怒，而且变得是很易怒。
Does anybody know a grumpy person? And if they're sitting next to you, you don't have to be that.
大家周围也许有，你们知道有很多很容易发脾气，很容易发怒的人。
This isn't love.
这不是爱。
So it's not resentful.
不记别人的恶。
Maybe the others on the outside, right? We do pretty good and we might, people might look and be like, oh, they're a loving person. They're patient. They're kind. They're not arrogant. They're not rude. And we might be the one who gives in, but inside we're kind of resentful about it.
在外人看来也许说，哦，就这个人很充满恩慈，不嫉妒，很不自夸，非常谦虚。但是在这是外面的表象，在心里面我们可能心里面充满了那种
Maybe we say the right things, but inside we have some bitterness, some hate, some jealousy.
在外面我们可能说很好听的话，但心里面可能充满了嫉妒，充满了一些苦毒。
We continue through the list that Paul gives us, not only is it not resentful, it does not rejoice at wrongdoing.
下面保罗讲到说，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
This goes back to because love is from God, that love hates sin.
爱是从神而来，爱是恨恶罪的。
Doesn't rejoice, doesn't praise, doesn't glorify the sin.
爱呢是不喜欢是让罪得荣耀。
Rather though, the very next verse says, but rejoices with the truth.
这里面讲到说是要在以真理，真的是喜欢真理，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
How does Paul say that love does not rejoice with wrongdoing, hates wrongdoing, hates sin, but also rejoices with truth?
保罗在第六节告诉我们，不喜欢不义，不只喜欢真理，这是爱的真理。
As believers, we are people of the truth, right?
我们自己声称自己是我们持守真理的人。
Because God is truth.
因为神是真理。
And God is love.
神是爱。
The list continues to go on. Does anybody, just out of curiosity, see any of these that maybe you struggle with a little?
大家这回头看这些点，有没有说心里边也在为这些事情挣扎？
Goes on and says that love bears all things.
在下面接着讲说凡事包容。
It's willing to deal with the difficulty. It's willing to carry the burdens of others and help and to lift.
就这里面讲到真的是能够面对这个困难，能够真是帮助别人，能够解脱他们的重担。
Does that believes all things?
凡事相信。
Believes that God can change, and God can change others, and God can work in their life.
神是不变的，神是会在生命中能够让这个所有的事情有所改变。
It believes the best for others, believes good for others, it believes that God can restore.
相信神能够把一切都能够恢复起初的美好，凡事盼望。
The one that we might look at as a lost cause, that God can do it.
有的时候我们非常的失望，认为说这已经没有救了，但是神在神看来凡事有盼望。
Paul says it hopes all things.
凡事盼望。
It's optimistic, kind of goes along with the last one, that God can work and God can change hearts.
在这里边非常的就讲到说神是在万事在他无所不能，他可以让一切都能够变好。
God can change me, God can change others, and we have this hope as we look forward to a future of eternity with Christ.
神能够改变我，也可以改变别人，能够让我们在永生，能够让我们改变。
Last one, Paul says is that love endures all things.
在后面一点，保罗讲到凡事忍耐。
And it stands firm on truth. It focuses on Christ's promises.
所以这里面的中焦点是耶稣的爱。
It endures the difficulty and sometimes injustice.
这里边是忍耐，忍耐那些所遇到的挑战和艰难，甚至说不公。
And this list is actually pretty long.
这个所有的这些点看上去其实是很长的一个单子。
As we see these, all of these, the best way to think of this is that all of these represent how God has loved us.
而这里边每一点恰恰的表明神是怎样爱我们的。
All of these, if we're honest, we struggle with in one way or another.
所以我们在看的每一点的仔细去看，我们可能对其中的某些项真是在内心有挣扎。
But this is how Jesus has loved us.
但是这一切正是耶稣爱我们的表象。
This is how Christ continues to love us.
这也是耶稣怎样去继续的爱我们。
And even if you went back to that list, you could even remove the word love and put Jesus there and say that Jesus is patient with me. Jesus is kind.
回头看到这些单项，我们把那个爱变成耶稣，我们就看到每一项都是耶稣怎样爱我们的。
Jesus didn't envy or boast or was arrogant or rude.
这里边我们可以看到耶稣他不嫉妒不自夸，又有恩慈不张狂。
He definitely doesn't rejoice at wrongdoing but rejoices with the truth.
他不轻易发怒不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Jesus bears all things.
耶稣凡事包容。
Including our sin on the cross.
甚至包容我们的罪。
He believes, he hopes, endures all things.
耶稣相信盼望忍耐。
So as believers, as his children, we are to follow his example.
所以作为基督徒信徒，我们要跟随耶稣的榜样。
As we continue to grow and mature in our faith, we continue to grow in our love for God and for his people, just as he has loved.
我们在基督徒生命的成长过程中，真是就像神爱我们一样，我们要在我们的生命中能够反映出这些神的特质。
We see this as even as we look at the fruit of the Spirit.
我们下面看那些圣灵的果子。
Teaches us that in Galatians chapter 5, I'll read it here real quickly.
在加拉太书第五章。
In verse 22.
22节。
In Galatians chapter 5, 22, it says, But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another.
加拉太书第五章22到26节，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐。恩慈良善信实温柔节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事，不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。
We see that as we continue to grow in Christ and we continue to walk in the Spirit, that this is the fruit of the Spirit. This is the love that God pours in us.
我们在跟随基督在灵命上有成长的时候，我们就会结出像这里面列出来的属灵的果子，这些就是耶稣的爱的彰显。
And so as we think of love and we think of choosing love this year, the first one is that love is greater.
我们首先要选择爱，这里边讲到爱是更大的。
Choose what is greatest. Build your life on what really matters.
选那些最大的，真的注重在生命中最重要的是什么。
Number two, understand that love makes a real difference.
真正的是爱能够真的做出能够让一切有根本改变。
We say we want to love and want to grow in our church and our faith. Let's love one another.
我们想是在爱中成长，在我们教会中成长。在我们生命中成长。
Selflessly with God's kind of love.
那种无私的无我的那种神的那样的爱。
The last case here that Paul makes for love is that love will never end.
在后面最后面保罗讲到爱是永不止息。
Let's read through this briefly here. In verse 8, it says, love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
第十四章第八节到十三节，爱是永不止息。先知讲道之能，终必归于无有；说方言之能，终必停止；知识也终必归于无有。我们现在所知道的有限，先知所讲的也有限。等那完全的来到，这有限的必归于无有。我做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子。既成了人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。我们如今仿佛对着镜子观看，模糊不清，到那时就要面对面了。我如今所知道的有限，到那时就全知道，如同主知道我一样。如今长存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样，其中最大的是爱。
So not only choose what's greatest and what matters, but choose what will last.
这里边不光是注重那些对我们最有重要的，而是要选择这里边最大的就是爱。
Prioritize what will be around for all eternity.
然后这里边我们要注重对永生来说是最重要的是什么。
As Paul's writing to this church and saying, man, your spiritual gifts, your services, one day these are all going to be gone.
保罗在写给这哥林多教会这些书信的时候讲到说你有很多的才能，你有才干，你有很多的知识，但是最终的时候这一切都会归于无有。
One day this will pass away, but he said that love never ends.
这些都会归于无有，但是爱是永不止息。
So maybe we don't understand it. As Christians, we get a glimpse, right? We understand that God loves us and He saves us. And one day, that we'll get to experience and enjoy His love for all eternity.
作为基督徒，我们真是能够在这个层面上知道爱神爱我们，但终有一天我们会看到这一切。
So we get to be with forever the one who is love.
我们在最终可以与那爱我们的神永远在一起。
So as we prioritize our life and our year and our goals, let's choose the thing that will last.
所以在新的一年，当我们建立新年决心的时候，让我们来重点看对我们生命中最重要的那一点，让我们来选择爱。
Let's build on and give what's not going away.
让我们在爱的基础上能够更加的建筑，而不是说注重那些会终究归于无有的东西。
Gives us this comparison of a child. In verse 11, he says, when I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways.
在十一节讲到，我做孩子的时候，话语像孩子，心思像孩子，意念像孩子，既成了人，就把孩子的事丢弃了。
Some of us men, if we're honest, we probably haven't given up all of our childish ways, right? So
其实这并不是说我们即使成人了，我们甚至很多人还没有放弃我们儿时的喜爱。
We get this picture, though, of a child, right, who looks and for the kids in the room, sorry to throw you under the bus here, but we kind of look for the instant gratification, right? Not just kids, but even as adults.
所以说看有些孩子们，我们看到这些孩子可能是在看Instagram 上面能够真的或者他们看到很多东西，他们能够得到马上的那种满足。但不光是孩子会有这样，大人也会有这些倾向。
We want, and we want to build on what we can see right in front of us, what we can grab right there.
我们是有的时候会注重在眼前有些这些事情要抓的眼前的东西。
We see here even a sign of a maturing believer is one that can look to the future and keep their eyes on Christ.
我们要注重那在将来最有益处永远不会消灭那一样，定睛在耶稣身上。
I'd rather focus on him and build his kingdom and look forward to eternity with him versus just the temporary things here.
我们定睛在耶稣身上，真的是做对神的国度有帮助的那些事情，而不是在定睛在我们生命中的面临的这些事情。
When there, that I'll know fully his love and understand, and my questions and doubts will be answered.
在那一天，我们和神面对面的时候，我们的所有的疑惑都会解答，我们会和神的爱永远在一起。
So that his love will continue.
神的爱永不止息。
We finish with this last verse of chapter 13 says, Now faith, hope, and love abide, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
在第十三节讲到，如今长存的有信、有望、有爱这三样，其中最大的是爱。
And these three words are foundational, right, to our Christian faith, faith, hope, and love.
在这里面讲到了这信望爱是基督徒信仰的三大的基石，但这里面最大的是爱。
But even out of these three significant attributes, these three significant words says love is greatest.
在三大基石，在信仰的三大基石中，最重要的、最大的是爱。
One day when we're with Christ, for all eternity, one faith will be made sight.
就当我们将来面对耶稣的时候，我们真是能够看到最重要的是爱。
The hope that we long to now will be fulfilled.
我们有信心去和耶稣相见，然后我们有希望。有这个盼望，知道我们能够在生命中活出耶稣的盼望。
We'll enjoy that realized hope.
我们心里面充满了喜乐，我们知道我们能够靠着主耶稣能够有这个盼望。
But love continues because God is love.
但是爱是永不止息，因为神就是爱。
The love we talked about during the Lord's Supper.
在这里边谈到的主的爱，我们回想这神的圣餐晚餐。
This isn't just a temporary love that forgives us of our sins and hey, we can feel good right now.
我们是不是只是说我们的罪得赦免，然后我们现在感觉不错。
But as believers, we get to enjoy God's love forever.
但是我们要知道，我们可以享受神的爱，享受神永不止息的爱。
So this year,
今年。
Let's grow. Let's continue to grow and to mature in our faith.
让我们一起来在我们的属灵生命上成长。
The evidence for this is my love for God and for His people growing.
这里边的一个表征就是说，是我的爱对神的子民的爱是不是也在增长？
I would challenge you this year to learn to rest in God's love and grace this year.
我们今年要真是抱紧神的爱。
Man, as people, we like to have a list, like, hey, I want to improve and I want to grow in my life, so just give me a list of things to do and not do, and that'll be good.
我们作为人的时候，我们可说给我一个单子，我就照着单子来做，也许就不错了。
God wants us to enjoy Him, to understand His love.
但是神让我们去享受他，能够真的是经历和活出神的爱。
And so as we seek to spend time with Him this year, let's not do it just to check off a box or...
就今年我们和神在一起的时候，我们不是仅仅就把我们心愿单上的一项一项勾掉。
Or so we can teach a class or to lead a Bible study.
不仅仅是说不是说仅仅是教一门课或者是领的圣经学习。
Which are good things, but let's spend time with Him so we can know Him.
所以这个是非常好的事情，但是让我们更花更多时间去和神同在。和神在一起。
Let's not just serve him out of obligation, but out of love for him and for his people.
让我们在服侍的过程中，不是说仅仅是因为有这个义务，而是充满心里对爱，愿意服侍他的子民。
And today, maybe you're here today, and this is new to you. Maybe you're not sure. And God, I want you to know that God loves you unconditionally.
所以这里面神告诉我们，神爱我们，没有任何的条件。
And He wants to have a relationship with you.
神愿意我们想和我们建立关系。
As believers, let's follow Christ's example.
作为信徒，让我们来遵循耶稣的榜样。
Let's not be so focused just on the outside that we neglect the work that God needs to do inside.
让我们不要只注重外表，然后来忽略内心，真正神希望我们成为什么样子。
Let's make this year a year that we live out our faith.
让我们今年能够立定决心，真是活出我们的信仰。
Let's prioritize and build our life on what matters, what will last.
让我们把重心放在那最永恒最有意义的一件事。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
让我们来祷告。
Father God, we thank you for how much you love us.
天父，感谢你这样爱我们。
We thank you that you would sacrifice so much for us who's undeserving.
神啊，感谢你真是给我们付上那么大的牺牲，我们真是不配得。
Lord God, help us to grow in our knowledge.
神啊，帮助我们在知识上有长进。
In our service and
在服事中
，God help us not to do it at the neglect of knowing you and growing in you。
让我们能够真是在你的里边能够成长。
Help us to be able to serve your body, Lord, out of the abundance of the love that we have in you。
神啊，帮助我们在服事我们的。团契服侍我们的教会，服侍你的子民中，让我们活出你给我们那个爱。
Lord, we know that you saved us, we know that you love us, but But God, you know our struggles, that it's sometimes hard for us to really grasp our mind around this kind of love.
我们知道你为我们牺牲，你爱我们，真是在我们不配的时候你就爱我们，但是在生命中真是很难深刻的理解你做的一切。
It is so different than the love that we often express.
这一切你给我们的爱，真是和我们表达出的那一切爱，真的完全的不同。
But help us to understand your unconditional love.
神啊，帮助我们明白你那没有条件的爱。
And once we understand and grow in you, Lord, and accept your love, Father, help us to share that with others.
主啊，在我们生命中成长中，让我们对你的爱有更明显的理解，更清楚的理会。
But help us to build our life on what is greatest and what matters.
让我们把生命建筑在对那永恒有意义的事情上。
But help us to prioritize our time and our energy and our resources, Lord, around what will last.
让我们把我们的生命中的精力、时间和我们的所有的一切能够放重心在那永不止息的上面。
Lord, we thank you for this. In Jesus' name, amen.
感谢主，我们以耶稣的名祷告，Amen。